This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. I just got off the phone with a gentleman that called asking about these new switch rods. We've been using them quite a bit. In fact, I have one that Harry Wilson made for me 20 years ago, long before we ever started calling them switch rods. What is a switch rod? Well, we've been testing three of them. The one Harry Wilson made for me a long time ago, we're using the Scott A3, which is 11-foot, 6-weight switch rod. We've been testing the Scott T2H, which is 10-foot, 10-foot, 8-inches, 8-weight. Those are the three switch rods we've been playing with for quite a while now. What do they do? Basically, they're going to give you a longer cast, easier cast. They're not going to wear you out. This gentleman talking about steelheading, you boys that are steelheading, you know what your needs are there. But let me show you a couple things. We've been playing with them in smallmouth. In fact, my son was using one day before yesterday. Some of the problems that we're encountering in smallmouth streams that I think these switch rods are going to solve the problems for are where you have a heavy run right in front of you. This time of the year when there's a lot of water, there's a heavy run right in front of you. You want to fish streamers along that outside edge on the far side of the heavy run, but you can't hold the line off the water well enough to get a drag-free drift. This is a perfect place. In fact, that's where Jeff was using his switch rod. I was standing right beside him day before yesterday, and that's exactly where he was using that A3 switch rod and had complete control. Another thing that happens, now we're talking smallmouth. You could translate this into steelheading and nymphing or whatever you want to do, but I'm talking about smallmouth right now. A lot of times, in this time of the year on into the middle of the summer, you'll have heavy riffles that are loaded with natural halcomites, the Dobson, the larva fly. You want to get a dead drift so you can run your halcomite across the bottom. A conventional rod, even the 9-foot bass rods we're using now, sometimes you can't wade out far enough to get a good natural upstream dead drift nymph to run your halcomite along the bottom and catch those fish. With a switch rod, you wade out just like you would using a 9-foot rod, but because of that extra length, you can now hold that line off the water and get an excellent dead drift right straight down the tube and run it right down his throat. Now, I'm quite a late season smallmouth fisherman. I love to get out here when things get low and spooky, that kind of thing, which often happens in August and early September. In that low, clear, tough water, the problem is that we often spook those big bass before we get close enough to them to fish them. I go into the tails of the pools, as many of you know I do. I turn and fish upstream in the tails of those pools. Even as carefully as I can wade, I'm sure I spook some of those fish. With the switch rods, you can shove that thing upstream a country mile, and being on top like that, setting the hook is not that big a deal because you're going to see him come up and grab it. So I really am looking forward to using them this summer, because the one Harry Wilson made for me, I must admit I haven't used that much in the last couple of years. My son's kind of set a fire under me on these switch rods now. So I think there's definitely a place for them in the low, clear, spooky water. Another thing, and then we hit this day before yesterday, we were fishing a relatively narrow part of the North Fork of the Shenandoah River just upstream from Edinburgh. And where we were fishing, we had our backs right against the sycamores and the willows on our bank, and yet we wanted to fish out in the middle of the stream or the far side. And I was standing right beside Jeff, and here he was with his A3 switch rod. He said, "That's no problem. Watch this." He comes up with a basic spay cast that shoves that thing all the way across the river with no back cast whatsoever. He planted that anchor right off his right ear, shoved that thing out. We just stood there and fished all evening, and he did an excellent job with those long casts, even though we had our backs against the wall. So that's the switch rod. Is it something we have to have? No. I think we could live forever without them. However, I do think it's a rod that will ease the pain for us in some situations, and I think the net result is we'll catch more fish with them. So if you have any questions on these, I'm going to start stocking a lot of these. So if you have any questions, give me a ring, and we can talk about the lines that you use with them and what line size, because that gets a little squirrely. But just let us know, and we'll be glad to help you. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.